Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, Victorious Living. We are blessed to have you with us today. Yes, we are blessed. Yeah. We give all praise and honor to God. Yes. Yes, he's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We give him all praise. We give him all honor. Yeah, and we bless his holy name. We bless his holy name. Yes, 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 we bless his holy name. Oh, yeah, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. Yeah. He loves us in spite of. He loves us. Yeah, unconditionally. He loves us. Yeah, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give him all praise. We give him all praise and all honor belongs to God, huh? Yeah, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. We just thank him today. We thank him. We thank him for you. We thank him for this opportunity that he has given us that we can come together and exalt him. Yeah, we exalt him through learning his word. Yeah, following in his footsteps, being good stewards. Hallelujah. Yeah, being good stewards of the Lord, huh? Yeah, we just thank him. We thank him for you. We thank him for you. Yeah, we thank him for you. Yeah, we just give him praise. We give him praise. We give him praise. We give him honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. What a mighty God, huh? Yeah, just give him praise. Just think about what he's done just today, just a couple of minutes ago. Glory to God. Just think about it. Yeah. Where he brought you from. What could have happened? But he protected you. He guided you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And how he's still keeping you. He's still keeping you in spite of. Yeah, go get your water. Go get your water. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Yeah, we know that water is good for our body. It purifies our body. Glory to God. It pushes out all the toxins. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God. We thank God because he loves us. In spite of, he loves us. Glory to God. He loves us. When no one else could see our destiny, no one else could give us favor, no one else had the ability to see that there was greatness in us. Only God. Only God. Huh? Only God. Yeah. He knows the hairs on our head. He can number these hairs that we have. He knows what they are. You know how many? Yeah. He looks beyond our faults and he looks at our heart. Glory to God. Oh, we give him praise today. We give him, we exalt him. Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we give him praise. We give him praise. We thank him. We thank him right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, he's Jehovah. Yeah, he's Jehovah. Oh, glory to his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank him. We thank him for his protecting power, how he protects and keeps us. Oh, as we go to and fro, he protects us. Yeah. He keeps our mind. He keeps our thoughts. He keeps our heart. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, we just lift him up right now. We come and we pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, oh Master, thanking you, God. Thanking you for this day. thanking you, God, for this moment, this opportunity. Oh, God, we are grateful today. Master, if we don't ever say that we are grateful, we want to say we are grateful right now. We're grateful for the many blessings that you shower us with. Oh, God, how you look upon our blessings, oh, God. You don't look at our faults, God, but you look on how you can just continue bless us, God. Master, we are grateful today. We thank you, God. Even when we didn't know you, Master, you loved us. Oh, God, and we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Oh, God. Look upon this United States, God. Look upon us, God. Master, look upon us. We need you, God. Yeah. We continually cry out to you, oh God, for your leadership, oh God, for your guidance, oh God. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to bless us, oh God, in the area that we stand in need of, oh God. You know us, God. You know our name, oh God, and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' holy name. Yeah. We give praise. We give honor to an almighty God. Who is able. He's able to keep us from falling. He's able. He's an able God. Hallelujah. Yeah. We thank him. Ooh, we thank him. Great in his for his grace and his mercy towards us. Hallelujah. We thank him. We thank him. Yeah. Yeah. If you just sit back and just think about the goodness of the Lord. The goodness of the Lord. When you wasn't doing what you're supposed to do, he still loved you in spite of. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God. Yeah. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adores him. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Again, we just want to thank God for you being here with us. Yeah. And we want to go into our lesson real quickly. We know that we always have a topic that we're talking about each week. We try to have something fresh, a fresh word. Well, this is a fresh word. Yeah. And this is a word that God desires for us all to have. It's a fresh word. A very fresh word. Yeah. So I just want you to just stay in the same mode that you're in, thinking about the goodness of God, and know that he is always looking out for you. Yeah. He's always looking out for you. I want you to turn with me to Luke chapter 16. Yeah, chapter 16. And you know what I want to share with you is this is something that God gave me. I usually lay out before the Lord and wait on God to just instruct us as to which way we're going. But I didn't have to do that this time. I didn't have to do that. Yeah, God was ready. He knew quickly. Yeah, I didn't have to go ask Lord what you want us. He said, and how he did it, I opened up the book and there it was. And I said, wow, okay, God, I got you. I had to look. I had to see. And so this is where we're going to go, where he wants us, where he has ordained us. He has precisely came and bookmarked this page. Are you with me? So we're going to go into Luke chapter 16, and I'm going to just start off by reading, telling you a little bit of some of the words that are in this particular chapter that we're getting ready to study. One of the words is evil deeds. And we know about evil deeds because we have studied things about evil deeds. And we know what deeds are, things that we do. And what we're talking about, the deeds in this chapter are evil. Also, we will be talking about a steward. What is a steward? A steward is one who God has placed over something. Yeah, God has entrusted. Yeah, that's what a steward is. Unrighteousness is one of the other words. And we know what unrighteousness is. If we know evil deeds are deeds that are all unrighteous. Mm-hmm. Also, one of the words we'll be talking about is manipulation. Mm-hmm. And mammon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just turn with me to Luke chapter 16, and I'm going to start off with, here in this story, in this book, the book of St. Luke, chapter 16, Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's telling them about the rich man and the manager, okay? And here we're going to go quickly to verse 1, and it says, there was a rich man who seemed to have been managing the affairs of the man. So what are we saying? There was a rich man here who had a manager of his estate. Mm-hmm. And he began to accuse him. Accusations against this man were brought up to him that he was swindling his master's possession. Now, just stay with me with this, because I'm going to parallel as we go into this lesson. We're going to see how this lesson really talks to us today, okay? And so verse 2, it says that, let me get it. In verse 2, it says, and so this employer called him and said, what this I hear about your stealing from me. He says, get your report in order because you are going to be dismissed. So he's going to be fired. This is what we would consider that. This is the actual pink slip notice that, okay, you heard him say you're going to be dismissed. Dismissed to us is being fired, being written up, being no longer having a job. Yeah, okay. This is what is actually taking place here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So he's being he becomes vulnerable at that very moment. If you think about the time when you knew you were going to be dismissed from a job, you knew that you were going to be laid off, you wasn't going to have any more things from your job, any more. Benefits. The benefits were all going to dry up because you had no more job unless you had benefits that would coincide for maybe 6 or more months. But in the primary focus for you at that moment is no benefits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here we see in verse 3, it says, and the manager thought to himself. Now, this is the manager who's managing the man's estate. Okay, I want you to stay focused with this. And the manager thought to himself, he said, now, when I'm through here and I don't have the strength to go on, I don't have the strength to go out and dig ditches. Mm-hmm. Listen at that. And I'm too proud to beg. Look at that. So he's talking to himself right here, and he's bringing clarity to how he really is. And he knows how he is. If nobody else knows how you are, you know how you are. Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I want you to just listen to this real quickly, because now this could easily be a manager that's right in our congregation. Yeah, many of our congregations. Look at that. And say, who is the managers? Who is managing the funds of God's people? Mm-hmm. Just think about for a moment. In a church setting, members leaving their tithes and their offerings. Okay, stay with me for a minute. Think about that. Verse 4 says, I have come to know what I will do. This is the manager, and this is him talking. I come to know what I will do. Mm-hmm. My master's debtors may accept and welcome me into their houses when I am put out of the management. So what he's beginning to say here, the deception is getting ready to take place. He's beginning to plot and he's beginning to plan. And the plot and planning is what I'm going to take with me when I leave. Are you listening to me? Okay? Okay? So here we can see the manager. So he's beginning to plan on how he can further steal just a little bit more, just a little bit more before I go, just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So look at verse 5. Verse 5 says, so he summoned his master's debtors. So these were, the master had people who owed him, okay? Because remember, this was his an estate, and so he had business transactions, business deals that he were involved in. And so what the manager did, he summoned, the debtors, those who owed. Yeah, it's like he called them on the phone, or he texted them, or he sent them an email, and he wanted to meet with them. So it says here, how much do you owe my master? This was the text, or this was the email, or this was the phone call, okay? How much do you owe my master? Mm-hmm. Now, this is him. He's all by himself. Yeah. Think about it, because most of the time, the person who is manipulating, the manipulator, he always tries to manipulate you and molest you when you are alone. He will never do that in an open setting. Are you with me? Are you with me? Mm-hmm. Notice, he's not in a group. This is a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is how the snake operates. This is how the molester operates. He begins to have the dialect. Yeah, and he hopes that you will listen. Verse 6, and it says, he said, 100 measures, 900 gallons of oil. Now the manager said, well, let's take back your written acknowledgement, meaning your bill, your receipt of the obligation, and sit down quickly and write down 50. Yeah, about 50. So that would be 450 gallons. We're going to take 50 off, and you just owe 450. Now, I want you to stay with me, because so many times we can see how people are manipulated. Yeah. And the person who is doing the manipulations like to present manipulating. They want to appear to be real good and real kind and real concerned and real gentle, yeah, about you. Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. The molester at work, the deceiver on his job, Satan captivates your mind, coming to rob you, yeah, of your identity. That's what he's doing. Yeah, he's in the church, right in the church. Look at that. Verse 7, and it says, after that he said to another, yeah, so he's finished with him, and he's gone, okay? So it's another one that's coming on the scene, and he says, how much do you owe? And he said to him, 100 measures, about 900. Let me get it, okay? Bushels of wheat, he said to him. He said, well, take back your written acknowledgement of obligation and write down 80 bushels. Yeah, so what he's saying here is, let me look at this again. Yeah, 800 bushels. So what he's telling him, he's taking away some of his debt. And if you think about it, most of the time when someone is reducing your debt and they're making you feel that they have the ability, they have the power, they have the right to do that, quite naturally, you will hold them to high esteem. You will think more of them than you can ever imagine. Yeah, think about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking at right here. The con man, the con woman, at work plotting and planning for their future needs. But all the while you're thinking they're looking out for you. Isn't that something? Don't we see that today? Look at that. Yeah. Satan setting up the trap. And it says, and his master, when his master finds out, this is what happens. His master finds out in verse 8, and he says, he praised him. He praised him for being dishonest and unjust. That's what the manager. For being so shrewd and prudently for the sons of this age are shrewder, they're shrewder, and more prudent and wiser than the relatives to their own generation, to their own age and kind, than are the sons of light. Now look at that. So what the master is saying here, the master comment about being dishonest to the manager, and he's not getting upset. He's not using any foul language with him. He's just acknowledging how he was able to be shrewd to all his customers and how he was able to captivate. Yeah, what he was doing, he was captivating their kindness. That's what they thought they were getting. They thought they were getting kindness. They thought they were getting his generosity. They thought that he was so concerned about them. But all along, what was actually taking place was the manager was thinking about himself. Yeah, the manager. He doesn't have to get undone or upset. Yeah, the owner, I'm sorry. He doesn't have to get upset. Mm-mm. Yeah. He doesn't have to get upset over the tricks that Satan put in place. Why? Because he recognizes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at verse 9. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He says, and I tell you, make friends of you, up for yourselves by means of unrighteousness, the mammon, the deceitful riches, money possessions, so that when it fails, they may receive and welcome you into the everlasting habitations, into their dwellings. So what he's saying here is, this is the mindset of the manager. The manager's mindset was, I'm going to help them. Yeah. I'm going to deceive them. I'm going to make them think that they're getting something, and they're really not going to be getting anything. Because one thing that we didn't really see in this passage, and I had to laugh to myself, because remember, owners always keep, they always keep the main documents. Yeah. They always have that. They always have their own books. Yeah. They don't just rely on you, a manager, to have the books that is the main books. They have their own books too. Yeah. So keep in mind that he just gave them a reduction on those receipts. Yeah. But the main documents, the owner still has. Oh, you're listening to me. So here we see that the manager is really being tricked by the enemy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the biggest armed robbery ever. Yeah, this is what this is. In the place of a gun, you use the manipulation and the promises, the deceit, yeah, to murder God's people. Are you listening to me? Because see, here we see God's people are actually thinking that they're getting a blessing. That's the way they're thinking of this. And so oftentimes this takes place in a church. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is their mindset. Yeah, the deceiver. Yeah, this is what he's thinking. This is his theory. And we see this today in the body of Christ. Look at verse 10. And it says, he who is faithful in and very little is faithful also in much. And he who is dishonest and unjust in a very little is dishonest and unjust also in much. Now listen to this. If you see yourself in the lines of this story, in this lesson, maybe, just maybe, God is calling to your attention the need to stop. Yeah, the need to stop today. Mm-hmm. If you are faithful, small amounts, God see you then, and only things will you receive, only then will you receive the blessing. Because you're faithful just with the small, just with the little amount. Yeah. Uh-huh. You'll receive a blessing. You'll receive favor through Christ. Yeah, the blessings he gives out, these are the eternal blessings. These are the everlasting blessings. Look at verse 11, and it says, If you have not been faithful in the use of unrighteous wealth, who will entrust the true riches of you? Who's going to trust you if you're not being faithful with the wealth that you have, the wealth that you got, the wealth that you have right to this day is of an evil deed, is of manipulation? Certainly not God. God would not trust you. No, no, no. Or the master, or even the church members. Because the church members are looking. Oh, we think that they're not looking. We think that they don't have a clue as to what is going on. They're looking. Verse 12 says, if you have not proven faithful in that which belongs to another, listen at that, whether God or man, who will give you that which is your own, the true riches are from God. Yeah. You don't have to go and work harder. You don't have to plot. You don't have to scheme. Favor of God. Get to know him. Get to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Listen to this. It will not happen unless you make a change. A change is necessary. Ephesians 4:28 says, let the thief steal no more, but rather let him be industrious, making an honest living with his own hands. Glory to God. So that he may be able to give to those who are in need. And not always being so interested in lining your own pockets. Stop the deceit. Stop the dishonesty. Step up and learn how to be a trustworthy vessel. Yeah. And Jesus, if you want to see him, if you want to, we talk about the streets that are paved with gold. If you want to see the streets that are paved with gold, think about it. Think about others. Yeah, and not always thinking about yourself. Because here in this particular lesson, yeah, he was only thinking about himself. And so the plot that he had was, once he was no longer working, he would be able to go to these people who he owed, who he stole from, who he robbed from. And you know the word that they use is, you owe me. Come on now, you owe me. And all along they owe him nothing. But who is really watching? Who is really the overseer of this story? The Most High God. God sees all and he knows all. There is nothing that happens that he does not know. If I'm talking to you today, God is saying to you, time is winding down. It's time to get real. It's time to be sincere with him. It's time to really be a follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Master, look upon my heart. Look upon my heart, oh God. Enable me to be a good steward. Yeah, a steward, oh God, that you would be pleased with, oh God. One, oh God, who would be an example in front of your people, God, that they would desire to know more about you through me, because I would be the light shining in a dark place. I ask you right now in the name of Jesus. There is no other name by way that men can be saved, but only through the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now I want to remind you that Sunday evening, God Favored Ministries from 7 to 8 with Pastor Vivian George. Mm-hmm. Just tune in. And we're just so delighted to have you listen to the shows live as well as checking out our archives. We are just blessed to have you with us. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen.